morning. Today is Wednesday, October the 12th. Joining us this morning is Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How you doing this morning?
Oh, you know, it used to be day by day. Now it's step by step.
Hour by hour.
Our quote this morning, I thought you'd appreciate this one. It's from Bill Lee.
Spaceman.
Yeah, okay. Now, those guys can sit naked in the snow at 18,000 feet, and they have such powers of mental discipline, Chat. If they put their mind to it, they can generate enough heat to melt snow for 20 feet around. Now, you put that priest on a baseball mound, naked or not, with a baseball in his hand, and he'll take that power of concentration and make that ball disappear and then materialize down the line in the catcher's mitt. That's my idea of relief pitcher. Yeah.
Spaceman would never be able to pass a urine test.
No. Gosh, I saw something with him a number of years ago now. He was like 70. And it's like,
Is he that old?
Yeah. Lefty for the Expos.
Well, I look around every once in a while. Because you get those guys like that, you know, they're out there by themselves. They're focused. You know, it's probably the toughest position. You know, you could say it's easy. You only got, you know, like the starters every 5 days and things like that. But you got Mark, you got Fidrich, the bird, you got Spaceman. I mean, there's a whole myriad of those relief and starting pitchers that were a little bit quirky, but.
To me, it's still Eck. Yeah. That's it. Game out. You know, now, maybe the pretty boy syndrome, but.
And he wasn't a big guy. Eck wasn't a big guy.
No.
He was only 5'10",
5'11".
Yeah. He was not a big.
He had his devils, too.
He was not your proverbial 6'4", you know, flamethrower. So.
No, he wasn't one of the big horses to go like the kid from Chicago.
Yeah.
Ooh. You ever stood in at 100 miles an hour?
Man, no.
Neither have I.
We went into a
batting cage.
Went into a batting cage at San Jose that had a 90, and I'm sitting there like that. Like, I mean, I couldn't even figure out before the next pitch come that the other pitch had gone by me. Whoa.
Berkeley used to have one that the Bears would use next to the Coliseum, and they would go up to 90.
Yeah.
And you could either choose fastball or hardball or softball.
Yeah.
Nothing like seeing this big green orb going past you.
Yeah. And you're hoping the wheel's been oiled so it's going to be straight.
Yeah, and then you see the kids there from the school hitting it solid, just no problem. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Speaking of getting in shape and training and things like that, I know you guys periodically have different seminars and opportunities at the county to bring everybody up to speed. Does the entire staff go through training, or is it department heads who are then tasked with passing it down and pushing it through their organizations?
No, Monday we had a myriad of training with Columbus Day, where the offices were closed, but we took advantage of it because Columbus Day has been traded, if I remember right, for the day after Thanksgiving, I believe. But today what we did is we closed the offices and did mandatory training. And so there was public works guys, there was a lot of defensive driving, there was workplace violence. In the afternoon, we had an ADA training because we're about ready to do a whole bunch of ADA requirements, court mandated, but we're still going to get them done because it needs to be done. And so we're working through that process. So between department heads, HR, and everybody, they put on a very big, concentrated training all over in different departments to bring our staff up to date and give them the tools to do their job with the proper requirements.
KINS News and Information Time. It's 8:19. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
You've never heard us before because we're something brand new. It's called Destination Radio. If you live in Ferndale or Gold Beach, Blue Lake or Klamath, Brookings or Eureka, you'll be looking for someplace different to take the family, something special to do next weekend. The best destinations for day trips and overnights, for hiking or biking, for beachcombing or birdwatching, and you'll turn to us for ideas, because you're the reason we're here, to help you find your close-to-home destination. Stay, play, and relax with us. Destination Radio.
Good morning, KINS News and Information Time is 8:24. We are back talking shop this morning with Humboldt County Supervisor Rex Bone. Rex, the concept of training, I know, is something that is mandated, is required, and is smart. Does the county do enough training?
We give a lot of opportunities for training. We have a lot of opportunities. Workplace violence, sexual harassment, things like that, that are mandated and need to be done to give a safe and adequate work area for all our employees. So, yeah, I think we do a pretty good job of it. Do we do too much? I don't know if we do
can
too
you?
Much.
Can you do
can
too
you
much?
Do too much? But at the end of the day, you could probably train 2 days a week and to get ready for the other three. So there has to be a fine line to providing the services and still provide the adequate training. I mean, we have a lot of online capabilities and give them a lot of avenues to use that.
I understand, with the mandated trainings that there's probably programs for this and programs for that. And that's all well and good, but let's say like workplace violence, okay? And let's even spot that the definition is consistent and everybody agrees on what that is. I'm not sure if shooting somebody with a rubber band is considered, but I know for some that
it all depends. It all depends on the intent of the person that shot the rubber band.
Yeah, good. So some of this stuff stuck. But a lot of it's situational. What would be considered in this situation or in that situation? Is there anybody? Is it risk manager?
Yeah,
who then takes this information and goes department to department and tries to specifically apply or looks at like the ADA regulations, says, okay, this is what we have to do with our printed materials. So for those with heart, with eyesight challenges, we've got one at 72 point font as well as a 12 point font.
Yeah. And we, human resources in tandem, it works with our risk management. And you're exactly right. Now you take on the other aspect of the ADA. We are actually hiring an ADA coordinator so we can figure out exactly, we're under a time crunch. There's been delays on bringing some of this ADA stuff forward over the last 10, 12 years. And so basically the federal government says, okay, quit kicking the can down the road. Let's get her done. So we've got, I think, 3 years to come into compliance with some of the areas that are in dire need. And so we need to bring somebody on.
Across the board, everything has to be in compliance?
I don't know if everything has to be in compliance or we have to hit the hot spots, but there's quite a bit to do in the next 3 years. I imagine there's going to be some where it's structural or financial is just not going to allow it. Because, it's a mandate that is not funded. So
some of the deferred maintenance that the county has to employ now to keep, to keep things dry, but also with a realism check to keep the doors open. All of a sudden now you got another additional on top of it. Yeah, it should have been taken care of some time ago, and it's a little bit more concentrated now, but do you have the funds set aside for a lot of this stuff?
We have some of the funds. We've allocated some of the funds, and we're going to have to struggle and scrape to get the other ones. But we are in a better position. Don't say we're in a great position, but we are in a better position that we were in 2008, 2009, 2010, when some of this should have been implemented. But the funds just weren't there because, as we were all suffering a cutback. That's when the state really got jolly with taking some of our funds, our PILT funds, our road funds. They started the wonderful SRA fees and actually got into your funds also,
So when those dollars now are being backfilled up, are you able to take, say, PILT? Okay, so you're getting the tax monies back. Can you then refund those departments that you had to take it from in order to cover the cost because those dollars weren't there that should have been there?
We have in areas where we've had to, and some of those monies may be used for hiring another deputy. They may be used for ADA. Right now, that we backfilled when those people needed, when those departments needed the money. So now we're basically paying ourselves back, the general fund, and using it where, not necessarily, we don't need prettier lights in the lobby, but we do need lights that work in the lobby. So we're trying to, and Tom Mattson at Public Works is trying to put that into the situation, what's best and adequate for the county and financially stable for us.
When you get some of the training for these programs, you talked about driving. Safe driving, I guess, would be the qualifier on this. Is it a huge change, or is it more of an awareness rather than new procedures on how to do this or do that for most of the stuff?
Well, it's been all over the paper. Two of the biggest concerns we've had in the last couple of years, we've had a couple deaths involved with county employees. County employees, not intentional, but it's happened. We had a bicycle death down by Big Lagoon, and it was one of those things that happened. But we were found at a certain amount of fault. And then we had one of our truck drivers down in the shadows of the Avenue of the Giants, and a car comes out of the shadows, wasn't seen. Good employee, you know, it just happened. And, you know, the gentleman went to the hospital, got released from the hospital, and died 3 days later. Because of, I'm not sure exactly what all the details were, but it resulted from the accident originally. So we were, you know, born with a little bit of that. So we ended up, I think we took about a $2.8 million hit on that. So we have to come, because that's our insurance cost, because we're pulled insurance, so our costs go up. As those things happen, maybe in that defensive training says, okay, look twice. And somebody hears look twice three times. Maybe they'll look twice and go, well, looks clear. Nope, maybe not. So it's just reiterating. I mean, it's like texting and driving.
Yeah, don't. KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:30.
We do as a community to make Humboldt a better place to work and live? The answer is to make sure our kids are literate, able to plan financially, move forward in their education so they are better prepared to enter our workforce, and become contributing and productive members in our society, community, and economy. How do we do it? Through the Decade of Difference Initiative. Visit decadeofdifference.org and find out how you, as a parent, student, or business owner, can help. It's the Decade of Difference. Be part of it.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Times, 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Rex Bone, Humboldt County First District Supervisor. Talk shop presented by CDH Painting and by REDEC. Rex, some of the different training that is occurring is mandated. Some of the training that occurs is just smart stuff. Do you have enough budget, you as a supervisor, for yourself? You as a budget determinant for departments?
I don't have a budget.
Enough, or do you set aside enough for training? Well, optional, do your job better, not mandated, do your job better training.
Well, you know, and this is where it comes in, and you know, with CSAC and RCRC, you know, we have, you know, biannual, we have a couple of year conferences. One's a conference and one's a smaller get together, and they always put some sort of training level. And CSAC has a great institute of learning, which puts on about 35 classes a year, both down, you know, LA side and Sacramento, that you can go down 1 day classes. You get points for taking them and things like that. But it's a myriad of how
you get a merit badge.
You get a merit badge, but they do a whole different onslaught of different things. So I've taken advantage of quite a bit of those at the conferences. I've gone down, on a day, got up 4 o'clock in the morning.
Go like up, down a day early.
Well, I don't even go down day early. I'll go down that morning. Class starts at 9, gets done at 3:30. They try to give you enough time, and then come home that afternoon, so you don't have to have a room. You can just go down and do it.
It's not part of one of the ongoing meetings. It's a separate standalone event.
Yeah, there's standalone events, and then they also have them at the conferences, so you can pick up a couple classes, you know, in between and stuff like that. I know the next CSAC is there's sexual harassment. There is There's a couple different trainings we can pick up. So CSAC and RCRC, along with the county HR and risk management, give us the tools. You have to take advantage of the tools. I know CSAC, for new supervisors, the day before their annual conference, they have a new supervisors institute. I think it's a 6-hour class, basically introducing some of the new supervisors onto, you know, this, that, how to deal with department heads. You can't tell employees what to do. I mean, it's just kind of a nuts and bolts.
Kind of like a review of bylaws.
Yeah, it's so basically, on steroids. You get right. It all and everything else. And then the other thing is, I was fortunate because I had Virginia and Ryan saying, hey, do this, do that. This is you can do this. You know, it's easier if you do it this way and things like that. So it's fortunate if you have friends to help.
So when they tell you don't be stupid, you pay attention? Don't be stupid, do it this way?
I was born that way. Yeah. They tell me. I just, you know. No, Rex is an old dog. He can't learn new tricks. I think it's my favorite Gary Larson cartoon. But.
It would seem to me that there's so much of the training that's necessary just to stay abreast of whatever your area of expertise is, let alone some of this additional accelerated, unless it's planned for. Does the county require departments and department heads to plan for some of this professional training?
Yeah, it all comes out in your annual review when you put in your budget. When you put in your budget, you put in, you know, there's going to be a certain amount that you have to send people off for the auditor, tax collector, because the rules are always changing. And you've got to be on top of it. I mean, and the rates are changing. So we have to stay on top of that. So they go to, I mean, there's an Auditor Controllers Association. There's a Tax Collectors Association. There's Assessors Association. Elections has an association.
But you guys push them to have these budget items.
We have to have their budgets. Yeah, they have to do that training because we have to stay on top. I mean, you'll notice it, and it drives me nuts, but we all do it with our telephones and our own personal devices and things like that. IT upgrades. I'm going, why did we spend all that money 2 years ago when we should have waited to buy this? But it's the technology is changing so quickly.
Yeah, the half-life is
You've got to have it. You got to have it. And the value on something you pay $50,000 for that isn't any good is like a ham sandwich a week later. There's nothing there.
I know it's almost tempting. Well, let me embrace it 6 months after you do.
Yeah.
I'll buy your system as you're upgrading to it is.
Humboldt does that already. We're a little bit on the back burner anyway.
The ham sandwich budget, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I think it would make it a little bit more challenging, but also then you can really tell the guys and gals who are dialed in, who want to be professional, who want to accelerate, because they're looking for that kind of stuff, kind of pushing the envelope for training budgets rather than just kind of ignoring that part of the job.
More so than wages and benefits, you have to give your employees the proper tools and the adequate tools to do the job that's right for the people. And as the tools change and the systems change, that kind of knowledge is important because they can. It's not necessarily being quicker. It's kind of like the paperless day and age. We're using more paper than ever because everybody prints everything, it seems like. But it's not the part of being more efficient. I mean, efficient's huge, but being efficient for the people that use the system is, I think, as important as anything.
I think the word you're looking for there in your efficiency grasp is effective.
Effective, yeah.
Doing the right thing.
The big threes. Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, and just doing the right thing for the people that use the system.
So as you look at where you are now in the process, you kind of know your way around a little bit. Is there adequate amount of money set aside for training?
No.
What would be the figure? What do you think? Twice?
Oh,
three times?
The way things are moving, I mean, Department of Health and Human Services having to deal with the mental health issues, with the homeless issue, because 85% of the homeless have mental health issues. And we're bringing these people out of college. I don't know if they have enough training to deal with what they do on the street. I mean, book learning is great, but the actual...
You need life experiences, too.
Life experiences is a big, big deal with dealing with this. And it's a system that is so diverse. I don't know if we can ever fix it. I think we just have to corral it.
KINS News and Information Time, it's 8:41. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:46. We're back to Talk Shop this morning with Rex Bone. Rex, are you sensing that there's any changes going on with DHHS in the last couple of weeks? I'm asking you because I don't know if you heard the show or not, but I kind of lit into Estelle a little bit about the budget motel and the fact that DHHS had not been in there on site and they were continuing to pay the landlord for squalors. Conditions, and it ended up being a code violation that got them rather than maybe fiduciary responsibility or something along those lines. I understand that they have a staff of investigators, 8-9 folks who are supposed to be looking into things, and they didn't catch. So I'm wondering, is there a change of emphasis? We're talking about training and monitoring and seeing what's going on and doing what's right and what's required. Is there a little bit of a sense, so some of these flop hotels, and obviously it's still a micraw, that are throughout the county, whether it's in a city jurisdiction or whether it's in the county, are going to be more aggressively monitored for health and safety violations, all this kind of stuff that really is at the core of all this training that you guys are doing?
Well, and on the budget, and I looked back, I don't think we were giving any money to budget. Because they weren't a voucher hotel, motel. We weren't giving vouchers. We did. There were people that were on SSI and were clients, but we weren't in charge of their living. On other aspects, we were. Do I wonder where the Department of Environmental Services was with it being that far? Being in the city of Eureka, I think they need to be called in by the city. Would you help us do this? Which they did at the end. At which they had done on previous times.
Oh, yeah, the code violation. Well, the same fellow owns a place out in Oreck.
Exactly.
So now we shut it 100% of county.
And we shut that. That's shut down.
Well, there were seven people there last week when I went through.
At the Greenview?
Yeah.
I don't think he owns that anymore, though, does he?
I was told that he owned that facility.
He
as well
did
as.
Own it when it got shut down 2 years ago. I'm not sure on that.
Very cool then.
But I remember when that got shut down. And I don't know. And I mean, the arrogance that man showed, to both the staff and basically the people that live there.
Him and others. I mean, yeah. it's a
myriad.
Profile.
We've seen this whole thing go on.
Yeah.
But the other thing is let's act a little more. You know, we're going through this same issue at the Mycroft Rest Home up at Pine Hill. And we have a huge amount of squatters up there. Nobody's paying rent. They had a manager in place. They took the place over. The person that was in charge of it happened to be out of town. By the time he came back, it was completely overrun, and there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, they're still fighting it in court. We don't expect to hear for another week, and nobody's paying any rent. Nobody's doing, and it's against the law to turn the power and water off, and they've seized a whole neighborhood.
What if they don't pay the power bill? I mean,
we tell them to turn it back. The owner of the property has to turn it back on because he puts them in a dire straits. They already did that once.
Oh. Because I would think, if you or I get in arrears,
yeah,
boom, it's off.
Yeah, it's just
same, I would thought.
And so, we just had a big meeting up at Pine Hill, and I want to thank all the neighbors for coming out. But I think we're getting some headway done on that one. As far as the budget, we have to do better where our people stay, that we're providing money for housing. Even the ones we don't provide housing for that are just clients of SSI and use some of our other services.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks, buddy.
We've been Talking Shop with Rex Bone. See you tomorrow morning.